you keep me company.
Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. The U.S. Defense Department says Iraqi forces have driven Islamic State fighters out of the western town of al-Baghdadi, close to a military base where U.S. forces are training Iraqis. Earlier, Mehdi Rosler of the U.N. Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization spoke about the bulldozing of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq by the Islamic State militants.
Our director general has directly alerted the president of the Security Council. She's currently in New York. And also the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. As you may know, in the case of Mali, we were very, very successful to hold the destruction, to call on the criminal court. It's now a case in front of the court, so we really hope to do the same in Iraq.
The militants from the Islamic State group began bulldozing Nimrud on Thursday. United Nations mediators led a second day of peace talks between Libya's rival governments Friday in Morocco, with parties to the talks expressing confidence in the progress. Libya's lucrative oil facilities have been at the center of battles between the two sides, and on Friday, gunmen attacked the Al Ghani oil field, killing 8 guards. A leaked African Union report calls for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and his main rival, deputy-turned-rebel leader Riek Machar, to be barred from a transitional government and for the country to be placed under AU control. There was no immediate response from the South Sudanese government. A rebel spokesman in Addis Ababa called for the full report to be released. This is VOA News. Cameroon has launched an $8 million emergency plan to construct 200 classrooms as well as dormitories and latrines for 70,000 students, that is, displaced by the Boko Haram insurgency. Schools will be constructed in safer localities in Cameroon, away from the volatile northern region near the Nigerian border. Moki Edwin Kinzika has details.
The governor of the far north region of Cameroon, Mijiyawa Bakari, says the school children were displaced from 170 schools destroyed by Boko Haram fighters on Cameroon's border with Nigeria. He says schools in safer Cameroonian localities can no longer accommodate the increasing numbers of students, and he has given out contracts for classrooms, latrines and dormitories to be built.
Les opérateurs économiques qui ont une crédibilité pour que...
He says he has given the contracts to credible businessmen who can complete the work in 40 days so the children can go back to school. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, Yaoundé.
U.S. Central Intelligence Agency launching a sweeping reorganization aimed at enhancing the spy agency's cyber abilities and plugging gaps in its espionage operations. CIA Director John Brennan said in an announcement on Friday that the move comes after outside experts spent months analyzing the agency's management structure. Unemployment in the United States dropped in February, and the economy led to a net gain of 295,000 jobs. Also in the news, American film star Harrison Ford expected to make a full recovery after crash landing his single-engine airplane Thursday shortly after taking off from a California airport. Officials said the 72-year-old actor suffered a broken pelvis as well as his ankle. On Friday, one of the investigators of the accident, Patrick Jones, spoke to reporters.
The aircraft will be examined. The engine will be examined. The records of the aircraft will be examined. And ultimately, we'll submit a factual report.
Ford, known for his roles in the Star Wars film series and the Indiana Jones films, was the only person on board the World War II-era aircraft when it went down. U.S. Space Agency's Dawn spacecraft has begun orbiting dwarf planet Ceres in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA says in the most recent images taken by Dawn, Ceres appears as a crescent due to the position of the spacecraft.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. We have a special theme for this edition of the program, and it is how pop and rock music has affected jazz over the decades with great results. It's been happening since the beginning of the music. Yes, it seems it's been a tradition in jazz history almost since the very beginning. Jazz musicians taking established songs of the day from the popular world and turning it into improvised jazz classics. You're going to hear a taste of that from different decades as we continue here on Jazz America. But we want to begin on a sad note, and that is to mark the passing of one of the masters of jazz trumpet, Clark Terry, who has passed away just days ago at the age of 94. He has so many things that he's famous for. At NEA Jazz Master, he's got the distinction of being a member of both the Count Basie and Duke Ellington bands, and a very important jazz educator too. A professor at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey, among other places that he's taught. And of course, as a band leader, he's taught many young jazz musicians how to make jazz. He also has been a big part of the International Association for Jazz Educators. He's done many, many jazz summer camps over the years, too. He was an NEA Jazz Master, as I mentioned, named a master in 1991. He was on the board of the Thelonious Monk Institute for Jazz. So this is a much decorated gentleman. I'll tell you much more about him. As a matter of fact, on next week's edition of Jazz America, Clark Terry will join us in conversation that he had at the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in 2005. So more coming up about Clark Terry. And as a matter of fact, let's begin this edition of the program with a song that became, in a way, his theme song. Not only could he play the trumpet and the flugelhorn, he also could do a little bit of scat singing, and he did just that on his familiar song called Mumbles from 1990. In this performance, joined by Red Holloway, Major Holly, and Bunky Green on alto sax. Mumbles, the late, great Clark Terry from the album Having Fun.
The hall. She in the hall, the hell, they pull in the level to bow. She gang along loud, they bound the foul, they pull in the level. She had a hand that fired to scare the evil out of the bounty foul, they won't lay out, they won't lay out, they won't lay out. She little, 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 holy beauty deal. She don't even want to bow the hall, they will do the line, they will do the ball. She don't even want to love now. She don't even want any more now, now, and they go to bow down. She wouldn't do it. Quits, dibble, bow, dibble, she'll do it, dibble, 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 dibble. She ain't all able to laugh to feed to go on the bar. She ain't able to down to people. She doesn't want to bow the county beat the ball. She ain't on the bound on the loud table, double the babble to down. She won't have a little loud and how table, little liberal to level. She bow. She won't 50-50 down. She ain't gonna only bow the level. She don't know how to level the bow. Woo! She about the bound. She knows the hound, they won't live loud. She only alone, down, 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 he, who, he, me, who, she don't live up the bound, she only only down, they won't live on the bound, double, double, double,
thank you. It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make a romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. All the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? of my love. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
Pop and rock affect jazz. That's the theme of this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and I'm going to give you some classic cuts that are examples of that trend, as well as some new versions of songs from the past that have just been released, including what you just heard. The Van Morrison classic Moondance turned into jazz with a big band leaning, with Tom Scott, the great arranger and saxophonist and award winner, leading and arranging the band, backing up bassist Nathan East from his Grammy-nominated release from last year, simply titled Nathan East, and that was vocalist Michael McDonald from the world of pop music joining in to lend his vocals on that one. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we are investigating the effect of jazz and rock, the effect of pop and rock music on jazz, and I dare say there have been more jazzy versions of Beatles classics than just about any pop artist or group ever. I think we're going to enjoy one of the examples of that, as Bill Frisell, the great guitarist, gave us an entire collection of songs that were inspired by his love of the Beatles and the music of John Lennon. Let's talk to Bill Frisell, the award-winning guitarist, about that, and then hear some of that music here on VOA's Jazz America. The great guitarist Bill Frisell, who played three different shows at the 2012 Newport Jazz Festival, joined us to talk about the effect of the music of John Lennon on him and his own music. And then, here's this lad who is enamored with the music of John Lennon, and I think that so many of us were, not just our generation, but my daughter, who's 20 years old, loves his music, and I believe I touch on, especially the songs you chose for All We Are Saying, a childlike wonder in his music, so much of it, and a childlike attitude about making the music, a whimsy, if you will. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, there's this... Well, there's so much in it. I mean, it's impossible to break it down into, or even to describe it, but that thing you're talking about, it's this, where his imagination was just way, he didn't let things block it somehow. It's, for me, that's just that childlike thing. I mean, that's what I think we all need, you know. It's so important to keep that part of our, where your mind is, that it's an openness and a excitement about seeing things that are beautiful, or trying to imagine new things, and it just seemed like he had just this imagination somehow. I mean, I never met him, and I don't really, you know, I just know what I've read about him, but what comes to the surface to me is that he was able to protect that somehow, or he kept it, he was able to put it out there for us to be inspired by.
He packed a lot in 40 years, no doubt. We'll be right back.
with help from the great violinist Jenny Scheinman joining him. That is Bill Frisell from the album All We Are Saying, the music of John Lennon, and a beautiful version of Nowhere Man. We're investigating the effect of rock and pop music on jazz, and here's a wonderful example from 1955 from the album Work Time. Dozens and dozens and dozens of vocalists have recorded the Cole Porter classic It's All Right With Me. Well, here's a version featuring Sonny Rollins on the saxophone on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, many a person has recorded the Cole Porter classic, It's All Right With Me, but in a jazz setting, none better than the version you just heard. Sonny Rollins on the saxophone, Ray Bryant on piano, and Max Roach on the drums from 1955. It's All Right With Me, and it certainly is. More of the influence of pop and rock music on jazz coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received in the first week of February. I try to get to the email messages that are sent to me as quickly as I possibly can. I get a lot of emails, so I appreciate your patience. Here's one that reads as follows. Hi, Russ. Compliments of the new season. I really enjoy listening to your very informative jazz programs. My warm regards to you and the rest of your team, Richard Gwangwa Sr., Gaborone, Botswana. Well, thank you so much, Richard, and it would be my pleasure to play some music for you right now that is in the theme of this week's program. And I hope that it is an informative program for people as we give you a point of reference, if you will, as we look back at the decades of jazz, well over 100 years in the history of the music, and all the various influences and major characters who've made jazz history. Well, a history-making event is the fact that pop music has always been a well that jazz musicians have gone to with their bucket, dipped out some of that goodness, and turned it into jazz. One of the latest examples of that is music produced by the famous musician and producer and record company executive, Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones has discovered many artists, among them a young Hungarian teenage guitar player named Andreas Varadi. He produced his debut album, and one of the songs on that album is the Beatles classic, Come Together, Turned Into Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.
two pieces of jazz back-to-back from different decades, showing that music from different centuries can still sound totally compatible, as we gave you Andreas Ferrati, young European-born guitarist, with his version of the Beatles classic Come Together, followed by a remake. It's many, many times this song has been redone. T42, remake by the great Lester Young on saxophone, with his trio featuring Nat King Cole on the piano, from 1942, recorded in Los Angeles. This is Russ Davis. We're investigating the marriage of pop and rock music with jazz, and one of the great purveyors of this has been the master keyboardist Herbie Hancock. I caught up with him at a special event at the Whitney Museum on Fifth Avenue in New York City a few years ago, and we talked about what was one of his groundbreaking releases, blending pop music with jazz, Gershwin's World, among other topics. Here's Herbie Hancock joining us now, and then he'll be joined by Joni Mitchell on the song that follows this conversation here on VOA's Jazz America.
I just wonder, how do the ideas, the concepts for each different projects spark in your mind? Do you consult with other folks? Do you sit by yourself on the mountains in Aspen and just say, this sparked in my head, I think I'll do this? How do those things come? How do those concepts come?
First of all, what I do is play music. Being a musician is something I do. What I am, above all and always, is a human being. And so, as a human being, I realize that inspiration and the value of music, the real true value of music, doesn't come from the structure and the academic side of music itself. Music expresses life. And so I can glean some inspiration or a concept from either someone else that may make a suggestion or just the influences that happen to me just from daily life that can be the spark that ignites an interest in the beginnings of a concept that I might use for a new record. It could be something I read in the paper. It could be a proposal for someone like Gershwin's World. And I got this proposal from a guy named Bob Sadin, who wound up being the record producer. But the concept really started with him, and we both kind of developed it to the stage of what it became, you know, on the recording. All the ideas don't come from me. That's what I'm trying to say. I like the idea of harmonic potential of human beings working together, the orchestra of life, if you want to call it that.
Absolutely.
You know, and to be open to perhaps a way to break some of the rules or some of the conventions in the way things have normally been done. And trying to find other ways of looking at things. Because the truth of the matter is, what I really believe is that any situation can be looked at from an infinite number of ways.
Yes.
And it's up to you to find another creative way to look at it and exercise your creativity in doing so.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the carving is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. Spread take to the sky. Run till that morning so good looking. So now hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing, spread your pretty little wings and take to the sky. Oh, but till that morning, ain't no one's gonna harm you. Not with your daddy and mammy standing by.
This is Pat Martino, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
Many jazz musicians have taken inspiration from the recordings, the compositions of the great Steveland Morris, also known as Stevie Wonder. That's his classic Too High, interpretation by two fantastic jazz guitarists. Pat Martino from his album All Sides Now, a series of duets with various guitarists, in this case, guitarist Charlie Hunter. Now, here is the legendary Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and I'll let him introduce this song, which is a remake that's been done many times before. Take it away, Satchmo, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
What a play, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Get stronger the longer I stay away. Yes, it's the lost colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbird seems to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. The memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oldie Anderson June, and I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, since that's where you left your. And there's something more I miss the one I care for more than I miss New
Better than Louis Armstrong to take pop songs of the day and turn them into jazz. More of the effect of rock and pop on jazz coming up next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?